Catching up with Nick at Superior Outfitters in Marquette. I appreciate some of your time. How's things in the shop? You've been busy?
Yeah, we're in the middle of our spring flip here and getting a lot of inventory in. Things will look a little different over the next couple weeks.
So when you talk about your spring flip, explain what that means to people, because we're right smack dab still in the middle of ice fishing season, but you got to be ready to get some spring stuff out, and you know, steelhead fishing is literally on the cusp of just getting started here.
Yeah, we're moving a lot of the winter gear to the back. You know, ice fishing is going to stay out for a while, but all the new rods, reels, lines, you know, center pin reels, fly reels, all that stuff's coming in, so we're making room.
Well, could we talk a little bit about Munising Bay first? I have been getting real mixed reports from there, and I'm wondering what you're hearing.
Nothing great, really. Plenty of small white fish, you know, real small compared to other areas. Spike reports have been hit or miss, but some decent size on those. So a lot of guys are just doing that. Smelt are trickling in. Couple coho here or there, but doesn't sound like the smelt are in thick yet.
Well, let's start with those smelt, though, because it seems like they're a little late this year, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, by late February, early March, we normally have better reports than what we're getting this year.
It's hard to believe for some people that you would go out there with a hook and line and catch them one at a time, but it can be fast and furious.
Yeah, if you get into them, it's definitely worth your time. I haven't heard of any good reports yet. Yeah, I'd give it a little time.
So if the reports start coming in, let's just say somebody hears good reports on those smelt balls showing up, what would you recommend they fish for them with?
A lot of guys just grab waxies for those, you know, small heavy teardrops, even little halley jigs, things like that. Something you can get down quick into the school. You know, I've heard of people using spreader rigs and things like that too. Try to catch a couple at once.
Yeah. Yeah, almost like a spreader perch rig, right?
Yeah, something you can put a, you know, an egg sinker at the bottom of. Get it right back down into them.
All right, well, let's talk about those coho and those splake. You know, it's been a weird year for coho. I'm getting a lot of reports on coho, except recently, I guess, on Keweenaw Bay, just getting started. Any thoughts on those coho and Munising Bay you could tell us?
They got to be there any day. You know, they're going to follow the smelt in, of course, but it's going to happen. Guys have been hitting them. You know, they're getting a few here or there fishing for splake, but sounds like they're starting to tick up a little bit. A lot of guys are running fatheads or small or medium shiners for those.
Any thoughts on getting out a little bit further for the whitefish or burbot or anything else that you could think of for Munising Bay fishermen?
Given the current weather pattern, you know, I'd start sticking a little closer. I know they have really solid ice in a lot of places, but, you know, clock's ticking now.
So you're not recommending getting out, you know, past 40, 50 feet in Munising Bay at this point?
You can probably get a little deeper in some areas. I just check the ice a little more often.
Yeah.
You know, don't venture away from the pack too much. There's probably a reason why guys are stopping.
You know, it's one of those things where when you're on Lake Superior or even Lake Michigan for that matter, you got to be much more aware of current possibilities. The current can change. It can strengthen. It's not like an inland lake, you know?
No, the ice can shift fast. Because it was good yesterday doesn't mean it's going to be good the next. You know, I've been trying to fish the big lake around town here, and with the way the wind keeps switching, I'm fishing one spot one day, fishing another the next.
Yeah.
It moves in just a matter of hours. A lot of days where the harbor is iced up, and you know, there's 3 inches of ice out there, and I go to let the dog out a couple hours later, and it's all gone.
It's precarious for sure on Lake Superior, so be careful. All right, Nick, I'd like to continue with you later this hour. I want to get into any of the other fishing reports and definitely talk some steelhead in the rivers.
That's what I'm getting excited for, getting some better reports on those.
Stay tuned, Nick, at Superior Outfitters, and we'll continue later this hour on The Outdoor Show.